This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1497, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly of 2020. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. In today's episode, we get real and raw. Let's reflect on the year of 2020. What were the downsides and the bright spots? Listen in today to reflect on your year too. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's it going today? How are you feeling? We are on camera with this episode on YouTube. So exciting.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good, Lindsay. Well, it is the end of 2020.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I don't think I've ever been more excited, honestly, to do a New Year's episode. Most of the time it's like, oh, goal setting, you know, visioning my new year. This year it's like, yeah, good riddance.
Yeah, good riddance. I know. This is going to be a very honest episode, guys. I mean, because I think that this year people have had to be so much more honest and real and raw than ever before.
Yeah, I love those three adjectives, Michelle. Honest, real, and raw. I mean, we've gotten to know the people in our lives in a different way, right? When we're all under these stressful circumstances, we get to know people. We see different sides of people, for better or for worse. We can get closer to people. It just upends our lives, right?
Yeah, guys, and we don't want to hide that away from you either. I mean, guys, we're close here, you know. We feel this very close relationship with our listeners. And definitely. So we've tried to be, you know, honest about the good things, the good, the bad, the ugly, right? The good, of 2020. And there's been a lot of bad and ugly, but there's been good too.
There has been. It's unique too. I mean, obviously it's not a good reason for it, but it's kind of the first time that I can remember in history, modern history, that the whole world has faced the same problem, right? Yeah. I mean, that's remarkable. Yeah.
Yeah, it is definitely remarkable. So, but I mean, we'll talk about this in a little bit more, but this idea of like, I guess maybe we'll just talk about it now. Yeah. For some reason, I feel like every year there's something where something bad happened, or like maybe like a lot of celebrities died and people are always like, oh, goodbye to this year. And I always think it's kind of funny. And I mentioned this in a recent episode about like how we kind of have this feeling of wanting to blame a year.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't make it funny? It's always like, oh, 2020.
You know? Yeah, it's like, again, if you guys caught the episode on personification, right? We personify the year and we say, oh, it was so mean to us, or it was wicked.
Yeah. Exactly. 2020.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, but it's interesting because then people do kind of feel, you know, a new start in a different way when it's been a particularly rough year, especially this one.
Yeah.
I feel like there's this new, like, oh, come on, we have like a renewed sense of hope. So that's what, yeah. You know, 2021, let's hope for.
It's going to be good. It can't be that much worse, right? Knock on wood.
Knock on wood. Exactly. So yeah, but it was a tough year. So guys, Lindsay, what are some vocabulary words that you might use to describe 2020?
I mean, we're going to give you guys these words right today so that you can go out and chat with your friends that maybe you're going to some virtual New Year's party tonight, right? Online through Zoom. And you can use these words, right? To talk about the year. So first one would be a pain. Right. Yeah. So that's a good one. I mean, it was a toughie is another good one. What else, Michelle? Yeah.
Or you could say it was upsetting, right?
Yeah.
It was upsetting for sure.
Yeah.
So guys, we're going to talk more about our years just a second. But before we do that, we wanted to thank our app reviewers. You guys are amazing.
Yeah. And we have, you know, some exciting news for our Android users. You guys have been asking us for this Android version of the app for years. And finally, now this week, we are hopefully signing a contract with some developers to build the Android app. So get excited for that. It'll be coming in the spring. Get ready for it because it's going to give you guys access to this awesome tool, this way to see the transcripts in real time, save your vocabulary words. It's going to be fantastic. But I do want to say thank you to our reviewers for the iOS app. So thank you to Kiem, who's from Vietnam. Thank you to that user. Thank you to Find Sandy. I think this is our Sandy in China. Thank you to her for reviewing the iOS app. Rich Daddy One from the US, Herson DF from Canada, and Feras TH28 from the US. Guys, thank you so much for reviewing the app. Go in, leave your review. We'll try to announce your name on the show. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. We really, really appreciate it. And I, for one, would be very excited about an Android app because I have an Android. So guys, I'm right there along with you.
Now, finally, you're going to get to see what the app looks like, Michelle.
I know. So anyway, thanks, guys. So, all right. So Lindsay, let's get real.
Let's get real.
Let's talk about our 2020. I mean, let's start with the tough stuff. So, I mean, Lindsay, what was tough for you about this year?
Oh my gosh. I think for me, the number one thing was honestly not being able to travel internationally. Now, I feel a little bad saying that.
You had a big trip planned.
I had a big trip. I feel bad saying that because there's a lot of harder circumstances that people had in this situation. But from my personal experience, it was, I feel like international travel invigorates me in a way that nothing else does. It almost like makes me feel free in my mind, right? Exposure to languages, cultures, the aspect of just breathing in the air in another country. Yeah. And we did have a trip planned to Egypt. We had to cancel it. Yeah. I mean, that was awful.
For sure. I know. You know what? Last night, I think I'm in the same place as you because last night, I actually had a dream that I was traveling to India, that I was going to go on a trip to India. And for some reason, I was having a hard time picking out my shoes. And I was dreaming about this. And I woke up and I was like, oh, like,
oh, bummer.
I know how you feel.
Yeah, but you and Dan did go to India a couple of years ago, didn't you? Yeah. So you've had India. You've had that experience. I mean, that's what I mean. It's almost like a loss of a year in terms of the places I want to see in my life. There's only so many years we have in our lives. India is one of the places. And I kind of feel like, unfortunately, it's going to be harder to get all these awesome places in. But it's not just to tick a box, right? It's just to get that exposure.
It's part of life.
Yeah. So that's the hardest thing for me.
I know.
Yeah.
I know how much you love that. I feel the same way. That's definitely something that I've missed out on. Usually we take a trip this time of year. Like last year, I was on a trip at this time.
Right.
And it's kind of like knowing we would have been going again.
Yeah. You would have gone somewhere. Where would you have gone? Did you have a plan?
We were considering maybe Portugal.
Oh, cool. Oh, I want to go there too. Yes. Yeah. Fantastic.
So in another world, another life. Michelle and Dan are in Portugal right now celebrating the new year, but that's okay.
It's okay. Well, what about you, Michelle? What were the hard things on the year for you?
Yeah, well, I mean, certainly it's been very hard. Obviously, there are some personal family things that have happened with the coronavirus.
Yeah.
But aside from some hardships dealing with that, I am a mother trying to work during this pandemic. I have no childcare. And, you know, that's a big thing that's been going on is people who have children who are trying to work with little or no childcare. And that's been probably one of the hardest parts about it. And I know that, you know, we can do another episode about this, but like a lot of women are really struggling, and they're, unfortunately, with the way society is, a lot of women are kind of being forced out of work.
Yes, out of the workplace. Right. Yeah.
So I'm fortunate that I have that I work for such understanding places, including you, Lindsay. And you guys should know Lindsay has been so good, so nice about all the things. But you know, it's hard. It's hard to deal with that, and just, you know, kind of being in stuck. My Dan doesn't work at home, so being stuck inside with a toddler. I'm sure that we have listeners who have been dealing with that, and
definitely,
you know, so a lot of other things that have gone on during COVID that I won't get into, but obviously just being tough, not seeing family and friends easily.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
In November, actually, during the election, and I was texting all the time with my one friend about what was going on. And then I like really started to miss her, like really, really miss my friends.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Those are some of the things.
It's the human connections, right, that we miss.
Yeah.
It's just not quite the same on Skype. It's hard on Zoom and having those parties. Yeah. If you're online working all day, which many of us are, to get on a Zoom party in the evening is hard. You know, you want to go out and move your body, like go for a run, go for a jog. So, yeah. And for the being a mother, I mean, I'm sure it's hard enough raising a toddler in general in a normal world. Yeah. And then adding COVID on top of that. I mean, Michelle, like you're getting through it though, right? I mean, you know, you're going to survive this year. There's only one more day.
Yes. I'm trying.
Yeah. I think in my mind, I have this weird, and I was talking to my friend about this yesterday. I have this weird idea that as soon as we flip into 2021, everything's going to be different, which is totally incorrect.
Well, that's what I was trying to say about the whole, like, that we blame a year. And then it's like, as like we have this thing in our mind that like, oh, well, once it's 2021, once it's the next year, it's going to be great. I was looking through my pictures from last year. Have you like seen any pictures from or videos of yourself from before the pandemic? And you're just looking at them and you're like, idiot.
It's a different time.
And now, you don't know how good you have it just to be able, you know.
Yeah. Or even when I watch something on TV now, I'll see people entering a room and I'll be like, they need masks. Why are they not wearing masks?
Oh my gosh. Me too.
It's so funny. I love that.
Yeah.
Guys, the best and the easiest way to listen to the show and to see real-time transcripts on your phone right as you listen is in the iOS app. Get your 7-day free premium trial. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses to be redirected to the app on your iOS device. And it's coming soon for Android users in 2021, so get ready. Thanks for listening, guys.
So it's definitely been hard. But Lindsay, we did the bad. Let's do the good.
Yeah.
What are some of the good things that happened? Because we have to be hopeful. We have to have, you know, good parts of our lives to celebrate.
Oh, for sure. I mean, for me, I got a puppy and I love him so much. So I got the chance to experience kind of maybe a fraction of what it feels like to be a mom, right? By being a dog mom. And I just love him, just the love that I feel for that dog. I don't know, we've trained him. He's a bad dog sometimes, but we love him anyways. And he's just so cute. Maybe I'll have to have him at some point on one of these videos on YouTube, bring him on an episode. But I don't know, just having a pet is awesome. It's a simple thing in life, but it adds a level of depth to your life, connection with other dog owners around Denver. It's a very dog friendly city. We can bring him to breweries and we sit outside, bring him into shops sometimes, and we can meet other dog owners around the city, neighborhood, and the park. So it's added a new dimension in my life. Yeah.
Sure. This is the first time you've had a dog.
I've never had a dog. I've always wanted a dog my whole life.
They're part of the, they are so part of the family.
They
so,
really are.
Yeah. You had a new family member.
For sure. And we did do an episode, guys, by the way, on pets in American culture. So if you come back to our website, allearsenglish.com, and type that in the search bar, you learn a little bit about how Americans think about their pets. Really interesting stuff. Michelle, what about you? What would be a bright spot for you? good term,
yeah,
too,
yeah, that's
right?
A good vocabulary word. Yeah, a bright spot or the bright spot, right? That's like the good side, like a specific thing that's been wonderful. I mean, as hard as it is to be a mom during this, as it is to be a mom in general, it's also been amazing because my son is about 2 right now. And to be able to watch him grow. I told my mom the other day, I said, every day is like watching a magic show.
That's
He's literally just like every day saying so many new things. And it is so cool to watch. Like, I've never experienced this before. I mean, I mean, you know, I've been around kids before, but this is
wild. So. It's not the same when it's not your kid. That's amazing.
Wow.
He's just been, so it's just incredible to watch. Also, I mean, on as far as like professional stuff goes, I've loved getting to work more with the All Ears English team, like working with you and Aubrey and Jessica, you know, just getting to know people more.
Yep.
Doing the business course.
Yes. We've got a good thing going. Yes.
Yeah. And then just, I think overall learning to slow down a bit is in a way, you know, taught me something too about being resilient and trying to just be really strong during these times. So even though, you know, it's been hard, I'm learning that I'm stronger than I think.
That's awesome. Yeah. I wonder what our listeners would say about this. You know, I hope that they will come back to the blog, right? And let us know. This is 1497, guys. Come back to the blog and type in what have been the good things that have come out of this year for you and what have been the not so good things. I think a lot of our listeners will relate to you, Michelle, and the feeling of being more resilient than you think, not needing as much as you think you need, right? We think we need it. We need clubs. We need good food, restaurants. We don't need the fancy things in life. We just need like love in our lives, friendship, connection. Sounds so cliche. I'm not trying to sound like a Hallmark card. Sorry.
It's a good Hallmark card.
It's a good one. It's a good one. So what else, Michelle? Do we have any quotes to finish up today or what do you think?
All right. Well, should we do one?
Yeah, let's do one of these quotes. You grabbed a quote. Which one do you think would be best to share with our listeners here?
I'm going to choose the one from Barack Obama because who better?
Who better? So by the way, this quote. Before we do that, I just want to say, guys, that's a great chunk in your English to use. Who better to do this? That's a really natural and native thing that Michelle just said. So write that down, okay? And maybe in another episode next year, we'll talk about what that means and how to use it. So good.
Definitely. Definitely. So the quote is, the best way to not feel hopeless is to get up and do something. Don't wait for good things to happen to you. If you go out and make some good things happen, you will fill the world with hope. You will fill yourself with hope.
I love that. It's so good. And it's so true. Whenever I feel afraid, if I go out and I take action in some way, that always helps to reduce my fear, you know?
Yeah, I love it. And it's interesting reading it now because it's like, oh, get up and do something. We can't do the things in the way that we normally would do them.
True.
But you still get creative. You still find positive ways to change things. I mean, there are a lot of people who are starting businesses out of this. I mean, a lot of people who are doing so much good, obviously the people in healthcare, you know, but there's a lot of good that is coming from, you know, 2022. So let's keep up our hope and, you know, don't be hopeless. We're 2021. We can do it.
Guys. And come back to the blog. Let us know what you're doing. Like, what is something positive that's coming out of this year for you? So excited for 2021. The next time we hear, publish for you guys, we're going to be in a new year. So let's hope for a good one. And we are here in 2021 for you guys to push your English level higher and to look for that connection. That's what we're always going for at All Ears English is the human connection, Michelle.
Absolutely. I love it. So yeah, guys, happy new year. This episode, we've talked about our thoughts on 2020. We've given you some vocab, some bonuses, and stay helpful, guys. And we will see you next year.
Sounds good, Michelle. Take care. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.